Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next hour, we have a member of the Icelandic Parliament who's leading the charge against not letting the British government, through banking fraud, take over their nation. This is economic criminal conquest. They've used anti-terror laws to seize the bank accounts of the entire nation. Now, this is just unbelievably outrageous. That's coming up in Catherine Austin Fitz the hour after that. We're simulcasting 3 hours of the four-hour radio show today. Visually, as we do every day, at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers out there tuning in. We are simulcasting now. For the rest of the hour, Tyrell Ventura, son of Jesse Ventura, he's a filmmaker in his own right, also is involved in a lot of other media production. He is an associate producer on the show, did a lot of the research. He's the guy that first primed the pump with his dad 4 or 5 years ago about 9/11. And then when I first met Jesse Ventura 4 years ago and gave him Terror Storm and some other films about government-sponsored terror, he said, yeah, my son's introduced me to this. And so that helped break the ice and get him further informed about what was happening, leading us today to the number one new show on True TV, record ratings for a new show, A Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. And so very, very exciting. We'll talk about his favorite last six episodes, this final episode of the first season. It'll be internal politics if it doesn't get picked up for another even longer season. Again, incredibly successful. Even the major trade publications are reporting that. Record ratings. How did this get on air? So many facets to discuss with Tyrell Ventura. Then we'll also get the inside scoop on, does he think his dad will run for president in 2012 and what that might look like? But that's coming up later in the interview. We'll also open the phones up some for your specific questions about the show Conspiracy Theory on True TV, the final episode of the seven-part series airing tonight, 9 p.m. Central, and, of course, 10 p.m. Eastern. And they always air last week's episode in the hour before. So that'll be 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, if you missed that, the lead-in coming up tonight. We're going to break in a moment, Tyrell, but first off, going to you, it's great to have you with us.
Oh, it's happy to be here, man. Thank you for all the help you've given us in the production of the show and for coming on and giving Jesse a good format to use, voice his opinion.
Well, I want to thank you for including me in the show. I want to thank your father, the producer, the creator, for keeping his word and really having this be a fair, fact-finding show where Jesse really goes out. I mean, what you're seeing is what happens. This is real. And to be part of something real and trailblazing on TV, this is groundbreaking.
I love the fact that we are so many shows you watch, like the History Channel, National Geographic, and all that, they immediately go to the kind of government-sponsored sense of history, and it was kind of nice, refreshing for all of us to work on a show that said, let's give all these other ideas a chance. Let's not follow the status quo, and let's go and find things that no one's talking about in mainstream media, and then put them on TV. And a lot of credit for True TV for having the guts and the fun to stand behind us and put us on the air.
Tyrell, I don't know how you did it. Your father, Jesse Ventura, had a bet going that it wouldn't air. He was glad to be proven wrong with the production staff. I mean, you guys put incredible amounts of work and research, and this was a big gamble for you guys to do this, and it's been successful, so I commend you.
Oh, thank you. But, we had a great production staff that we worked tirelessly all summer and then fall to put this thing together. It took a long time and a lot of convincing and a lot of different edits and a lot of that to kind of get the show the way it is now. And we're all happy with it. We couldn't be happy with the ratings and everything else, and got the fan mail coming in. And it thank you for everyone for believing in the show and watching it. It's been a wild ride to get this stuff on the air, but it feels good to finally have it out there.
Absolutely. Tyrell Ventura, stay there. We're coming right back.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Do you believe everything you've been told? Ever feel like you are being watched? Do you think the government is concealing vital information?
I've heard things that'll blow your mind.
Now, one man has the guts to seek the truth.
I've been a governor, a fighter, a Navy SEAL.
Jesse Ventura is not afraid to take on the institutions he was once a part of.
This is what they don't want me to see.
And this Wednesday, the team heads north to investigate secrets in the Arctic tundra.
What are they hiding up there in Alaska?
The project is called HARP. Its function, classified.
What do you think they're doing down there?
They tell us we're up here studying the Northern Lights. You don't study the Northern Lights for 25 years. Come on.
What type of offensive weapon does HARP have the potential to be?
Not only, you know, can they manipulate weather, but the idea of knocking aircraft out of the sky and leaving no residual damage.
But in order for Jesse to find the truth, he must see it for himself.
What you're saying to me is scary.
Just over the ridge, it comes into view.
There it is. Wow. Sure, you have a lot of antennas there.
Governor, it doesn't look that scary from up here. But when you can't see the dust that gets off radio frequencies, it'd be very scary.
Now that Jesse and his team have seen the facility with their own eyes, it's time for them to confront the people that run it head on.
Now, you did formally call them.
We called this facility. We called the Air Force directly.
The installation is open to the public, but no one is allowed in. And just as the former governor approaches the gate, he's stopped.
Come on, man. I'm a Navy SEAL. When I get denied something, I do the opposite of getting intimidated. I get angry.
Jesse is about to walk right on through when suddenly...
One last thing, guys. I got a problem.
The camera equipment begins to fail. The crew suspects they are being targeted with powerful radio waves.
This is more than unclassified. That's bull.
You won't believe what happened. happens next? Find out on Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. Premieres Wednesday at 10, only on True TV.
Now, that was the first episode. The last episode in the first series is airing tonight. Tyrell Ventura, one of the associate producers, researchers, camera guy. I mean, working so hard on this project because he's the guy that woke his dad up. He's a conspiracy theorist. Those of us that question the official story are called that. Tyrell, tell us about the episode coming up tonight.
Tonight we got 2012, and it kind of, you know, started with all the rumblings of, you know, the whole Aztec calendar and all that. But then as we kind of were, we were kind of first like, it sounds a little hocus pocus. But then when we started kind of like looking in, you know, to the idea that, okay, what if, you know, some major catastrophe is on the horizon and the powerful elite know about it? And, you know, will they let, you know, would your government let the people know about it ahead of time, or would they just set out to protect themselves? And so then it ventured into that realm, and it's a great episode. You know, it's a great way to finish the season, and it's pretty frightening, some of the things we find out. You got to watch it tonight and see the things that we've uncovered and the places that we send Jesse in this episode. It's a fun one.
Talking to you and your father and some of the other researchers early on, you guys thought that a lot of what we're hearing about 2012 is baloney, and clearly there's a lot of hype, a thousand different, you know, views and ideas about what's coming up with 2012. But then after you guys did your investigation, I don't want to give away too much for tonight, you got convinced that, well, the government and rich people clearly think something's going on, and they are getting ready.
Exactly, exactly. And I've talked to numerous friends of mine in, like, big oil and things like that, you know, like acquaintances I have out here living in Los Angeles who are kind of around a lot of power and money, especially in the film industry. If you ask them, you talk to some of those guys, and they all tell you about, like, oh, yeah, you know, my family has a compound built here and that kind of thing. And you're kind of like, but for what purpose? And it's like, well, to keep us protected. But then, you know, they'll never follow through the chain of thought of, well, why? What do you know that I don't know? And that's what this episode's kind of about. I mean, it's not specifically that the world's going to end in 2012, but if a catastrophic event were to face the world, you know, who's going to get protected? Not you or me. You know, they're not going to, I don't think they'd care about protecting us. I think they'd care more about, you know, protecting their own power and influence and making sure that their families lived on in a catastrophic event.
Well, exactly. In Switzerland, they have well-appointed facilities with food and water underground for their entire population for at least 2 years. Russia has it for their entire population for at least a year. Other nations have this, but growing up in Dallas, they designate the underground car garages as nuclear fallout shelters. But our government has spent more than all these other governments combined on its own secret bases and underground facilities, and the public isn't even allowed to know about it. The public is told if we get attacked or an asteroid hits or a bioweapon gets released or a chemical weapon gets released, sorry, you're out of luck, you're dead. And that, of course, giving people an idea, is what this episode gets into. I mean, this is such an important subject, and that's what's so amazing. You guys set out to investigate, you know, these modern issues that the media calls conspiracy theories, and on issue after issue, you actually find out the real truth and come to the same perspective that I've got from deep research. And that is what is so amazing, because, you know, I don't want to overstate my role. I was just one consultant of many. You guys had always found the truth by the time you checked with me and said, what is your view on this? Our view is this. And I was always amazed by the fact that you guys came to really in-depth, well-calculated spectrum analysis of what's going on.
You know, that's just—it's just being able to kind of, you know, look at the news as a whole, and when you do the research, and you know, a lot of respect to Raheem and Holly, our other two associate producers. You know, they were fantastic. You can kind of see them on the show at the table, and you know, all the investigative team. You know, once you start reading the news, but reading through the news, and looking at the, you know, sequence of events and stories and things like that, and then going out and finding the right people to talk to, and the people that are voicing a dissenting opinion other than the popular opinion. You can start finding a lot of facts, and it doesn't take that much. I mean, any person at home can you know, with a few mouse clicks, can start learning the truth. And, you know, if they start telling their friends, then you get a nice steamroll effect, and then that's when you can get the system crack and hopefully, you know, bring it back to what it should be. And not a you know, ruling class versus poor class.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. And it's just, you know, very...
It was just great working on the show. I mean, there was things I didn't know about, and I try to pride myself in keeping ahead of what, you know, just peering through the news and knowing what the truth is. And there were things that we discovered that I didn't even know about, you know, from the Manchurian candidates and how deep that went, but sounds like hocus pocus, but completely real, you know, to the 2012 stuff. You know, it was fascinating to work on the show.
What is your favorite episode of The Seven, Tyrell?
My favorite episode, probably The Seven, would be probably 9/11, just because that was the kind of one that me and my dad, you know, that I was able to bring to my dad and kind of open his eyes up to. So I've always kind of had a, hate to say this, but warm place, you know, for uncovering the facts of that, of what really happened that day. You know, I just feel, you know, obviously we weren't told what happened that day, and a lot of questions still need to be answered. And so that was a fun one, just to see Dad really sink his teeth into something that is a pet project of his, and to finally see it put on the air, and to see, you know, to see the pride that he had that he was able to get a show like that on the air. Great episode. And I mean, they're all fun. They all had moments of just, you know, fantastic candidness and great stories and great interviews and things like that, which is all you can ask for when you're trying to put together a television show.
Well, we don't know yet if it's going to be picked up again, but talking to your father and others, I mean, with the type of top rating success it's gotten for the channel, something's going on if Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura doesn't get picked up for a second larger season.
Well, you never know. I mean, we hit the Bilderbergs pretty hard, and if they own all the media, you never know. But, no, ratings are good, and, you know, the key is the one thing I want to tell you. If you're fans of the show and you believe in the show, you know, don't be afraid to write True TV and let them know you want to see a second season. You know, I can give you their address right here, and, you know, write into them. Let them know. They read their mail. They listen to the viewers. They want to know what you want. And
sure.
You know,
give the address to True TV for folks.
It's True TV, TRUTV, at 600 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10016. And, you know, write in or go online. They got a great website, you know, truetv.com. They actually have a under the contact list. You can go right on there and
email. But they really pay attention. But they really pay attention to physical letters. Sure, you can go online to truetv.com and send them emails, and that's important. But physically writing a letter.
Yep.
And
keep this show on the air. You know, we love Jesse. We love this show. If you believe in the show, then you know, write them in, let them know. But it, you know, I don't know. We'll find out. Last episode's tonight. Hopefully, get some good ratings tonight and go out with a bang. And then we'll see what happens.
Tyrell, separately, guaranteed. This will be big on DVD. I hope you guys make a 3-disc set. And it needs to be in stores. Is there a movement towards getting a DVD of the show out?
Oh, I'm sure there will be. I mean, I can't wait. We haven't talked about it quite yet because we're just kind of finishing up with the season. I'm sure in the next few months that discussion will come up. And, you know, I can't wait for people. I mean, there was a lot of stuff. You only get an hour, you know, to tell each story, which is actually not about 45 minutes in TV time. And, you know, that there's a lot of stuff we had to put on the editing floor that we wished we could put in but had to take out. So hopefully in the DVD set, maybe we can include some of that. And also, man, I just, you know, the more people that have it in their hand, the more people that share it and you know, learn the truth, the better.
And plus, this is groundbreaking. Hollywood, as Michael Braverman said on this show, is run by an old guard. They want to keep it in the left-right paradigm. Michael is really a smart guy. He understands all this. And this is groundbreaking. If this is successful, which it has been, it shifts the paradigm. And so many high-powered Hollywood people, they don't want to be liberals. They don't want to be conservatives. They want to get into reality and what's really happening. And so a lot of people are watching to see what happens with this show so they can start going public with their own projects. It's a revolution against the control paradigm going on in Hollywood right now. And you guys are, and of course me involved as well, are right in the middle of it. This is so wonderful that this has turned out this good, this professional, this true to the reality. And it's just such a good thing, Tyrell. We're going to come back, talk more about the show, your dad, and a lot more.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Tyrell Ventura, filmmaker, researcher, son of Jesse Ventura, is the guy that woke his father up. We are excited to have him with us today, talking about the final episode of the first season of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. The last show premieres tonight, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern on True TV. Getting more into tonight's episode, I mean, as much as you're allowed to tell the public, give people an idea of why they want to tune in tonight, Tyrell.
Tonight, because, you know, you're going to find out just what, how the government, you know, could prepare for potential disaster and leave you, you know, above ground. If any, I mean, that's kind of where we went with this episode. It's fascinating to dig in and see that, you know, in every emergency situation, and you know, in all the government, you know, in all their files and where they, you know, in their what's the word? The power structure, you know, keeping the power structure in place takes priority to the citizenry, and it's very frightening to think about that. And that's where we get into this episode, and we also, you know, uncover some massive underground facilities and other such places right underneath your nose. And it's a fun episode, you know, watching Jesse go bunker busting.
And we'll leave it at that. Believe me, I think this is one of the strongest episodes. What episode really is your favorite?
Like I said, probably 9/11, and global warming was interesting too, because I'd never, you know, I always assumed that the global warming was real. And like we say in the show, we're not debating the science of whether it's real or not. We just are debating the ideas that are being presented, to help stop this problem. You know, are they really going to stop the problem, or are they just going to make the wealthy more wealthy and then make people rich?
Yeah, personally, my favorite episode is the global warming, because you just destroy them. You have Ben Santer.
Yeah.
I mean that made newspaper news that he admitted, the head of the UN program, that they took out five scientists who in the report said man is not causing global warming, and the UN knew that 10 years ago. On top of ClimateGate, that is as big as the emails.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, the timing of that episode and what was going on in the world at that moment couldn't have been better. You know, it was just one of those great moments in time where you're on top of a story as another facet of the story breaks. And I was very critical at first of the global warming. Come on, guys, really? Like, and then, you know, as the more research we did, the more I was convinced that, yeah, there's definitely something sneaky going on there. You know, and you know, hopefully the more people you get talking about these issues, the more we can try to change it. You know, I mean, that's the whole point of doing shows like this, that, you know, get you talking, get you aware of what's going on around you, not just being spoon-fed to everything you see on television.
And when you see those...
I didn't really open my dad's eyes up to the world of conspiracy theory. He definitely did that when he took me to see the movie JFK when I was a little kid. I was like 10, 11 years old. So he definitely opened it up to that. I was able to kind of open his eyes up to the 9/11, because, you know, like all of us were kind of shocked and had our head in the sand to a certain degree after that had happened. And at first he was real hesitant to buy in, but then I just kept saying, just watch the loose change. Watch this. It raises enough questions that will make you think about it. And then that kind of got him rolling on 9/11, and then opened up, you know, really that got him rolling into creating this show to a certain extent, because it kind of opened his mind up to other vast, the other conspiracies out there beyond just JFK.
Well, sure, Tyrell, but I mean, talking to your dad the last time he was down here in Austin with me for a few days, I mean, he said he knew about JFK, he knew about some of the things, but that you had brought him so many books and evidence and material, and then I'd given him material, and then all of that, that he went down to Mexico and spent months and months reading and watching and all and doing research,
exactly.
And then he really had this awakening, you know, to a higher level of information. And then you guys had just gotten back from HAARP in Alaska when I hooked up with you guys at the hotel there in L.A., and I was talking to your dad, and he said, Alex, my head's spinning. When I lay down at night, it's literally spinning and opening up, and that's the same process that all of us go through, even when we think we know what's going on, even when we think we're aware of the New World Order and the shadow government, it just gets more and more crazy, and this microcosm of the underground bases, how there's this giant archipelago of underground bases and continuity of government facilities that are even on record to exist. Imagine what we don't know exists, and the general public has no idea all this is going on beneath them.
I know, and they have no idea that most of their taxpayers is paying for all of it. Most of their tax money is paying for all of it. You know, I mean, you want to know what you're buying, and what, I mean, they're taking your money to do all this and to run these regimes and to do this. You know, not to mention, you know, the selling of drugs, you know, not to mention the CIA selling of drugs in the city, you know, on the inner city streets and all of that. So, I mean, you know, they're totally abusing you. I mean, it's no different than when the, you know, feudal lords were abusing the serfs, you know, back in the, you know, 1300s, I think.
Stay there, Tyrell.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Alex, we always hear the term New World Order. What is that?
The New World Order is the establishment's catch-all phrase for all these groups and organizations.
Everything we've talked about.
It's the name of their agenda, the global elite's vision for the planet. It is a hellish prison planet controlled by them against a defenseless public.
How come this isn't exposed?
They did report on it. The Council on Foreign Relations now goes on C-SPAN. I mean, it's incredible. Now more and more, they just come right out with the fact that they're setting up. Okay, here's the deal. We've got Tyrell Ventura, part of the production team, associate producer, camera guy, researcher on conspiracy theory. The last episode, 2012, the Underground Bunker program, that is coming up tonight, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Believe me, you want to tune in and watch it. The hour before, they will re-air last week's show, which Jesse thinks is the most wild one, and that's the Manchurian Candidate program that we know is real. Now, is every person out there saying they're a Manchurian Candidate real? No. But that's going to re-air tonight, 8 o'clock Central, leading in to the new episode. But we have callers for the guest only, questions about Jesse Ventura, questions about the series, questions about the production of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. Tyrell Ventura is here giving us a different perspective or different angle on the production. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Tyrell, I want to get into your dad and politics, but before we do that, I've been asking the questions here. Any other points or ideas? You were getting into government drug dealing, how many times they've been caught, CIA aircraft crashing full of cocaine, and you got cut off by the break. Any more statements on that or anything else you want to say to the audience?
The thing I want to say, too, is I read the talk back section on the Facebook page for the conspiracy theory show, for our show, and all of that, and I've gotten a lot of mail, to the company and to the production office, of people, telling us, look, I've uncovered this or I've found that, and we do take that seriously. I mean, if we do get picked up for a second season, we need material. So if if you have anything out there that you've uncovered or you think of, don't be afraid to send it to us. It's interviewing people out there and finding the truth of stories is what's going to help us. And if you got a little nugget of information about something that maybe you yourself are afraid to bring to public, we can do that. If we get picked up, and that's why you got to watch a show and write to True TV and get us picked up for a second season so we can keep telling the truth on, we got Alex doing it on the radio and in DVDs. And if we can keep doing it on TV, that creates the groundswell and hopefully you can change the world that way.
Well, there's no doubt that there's a huge awakening taking place, and you guys were already aware of that, but producing the show, being out there on the street, really plunging with both feet into the alternative media and bringing it to mainstream media, building that bridge, this is unprecedented, trailblazing, avant-garde event that we've all witnessed, and I've just been honored to be involved in it. What has it been like truly immersing yourself in this, Tyrell?
Well, I mean, it's like you say, your head starts spinning after a while, and it's tough sometimes to decipher, which person's telling you the truth, which person isn't, whose side should you take in this, who's got the most information on any subject that's going to fit right, for the show and the style of show and the editing. I mean, it was a tough, long thing to put together. You're out there, interviewing people, sending Jesse up to Alaska, going all over the place, and the government's not being helpful at all, and stuff. It was a fun shoot to do. We worked with great people all around, and Jesse had a great time doing it. But your head starts spinning after a while because you get so inundated with information that you just kind of gotta pick the best ones you got right there and go with them. I mean, we had so much more information on each of these subjects that we could put in. We only have an hour, to talk about. So you kind of got to just grab the best things you can and hope for the best,
I haven't talked to your dad in the last 3 weeks since he left to get down to Mexico. Talking to him over email down there, he was super excited when I talked to him 3 weeks ago. Is he even more excited now that the ratings have just continued?
Oh, of course he's excited. I mean, we're just kind of all waiting to see and hope we get picked up. And, he loves the show and is very happy with it. And a lot of, like I say, a lot of love to True TV. They never once, really stepped in and said, no, you can't talk about this or yes, you can. They were very hands off. And they're very good company to work for. Same with A. Smith Productions, which is the production company that put it together. Great people to work for. And like I say, very hands-off, surprisingly. I was expecting, the worst. When you get into, media conglomerates and, they're owned by Turner and all that, you never know what you're going to get into, but they were fantastic to work with. And
I was involved in a big production for Discovery Channel with the director who did Some Kind of Monster, Brothers Keeper, and a lot of other top documentary films. I mean, the very top of the genre. And he said, I've never seen this in 20-plus years of filmmaking. The whole show was done. Executives came in and said, we're not doing this anti-New World Order stuff. $3.4 million budget. Killed the entire program. And I've seen that over and over again where the system does do this. But talking to your dad and other people in the production, they say that his personality, his gravitas, his research, proving it, he told True TV, I'm going in to just find the truth. I have an open mind. He found the truth. It's our perspective because we are telling the truth. And it is the first national television show that actually comes from the reality perspective. And so how do you think this got on air?
I think it got on air. I mean, I think, the True TV, believed in Jesse and had the guts, the executives up there had the guts to say, you know, let's take a gamble on this and let's take a chance. I bet there's an audience out there for this, which we found that there is. And also, I think, you know, we probably got in under the radar a little bit. You know, Jesse hadn't really been on the public eye for a while, and, you know, I think we slipped it by him. In terms of the you know, the media elite and the powers that be, I think we kind of slipped this one by him. But, you know, the great thing about Hollywood and television and all of that is, as much as they will push an agenda, they still love money. And in TV, it's advertising dollars. So, you know, like you say, the more people that watch the show and more people that want it on the air and want this kind of information out there, you know, you got to write in and tell them to pick us up for the second season. Because, you know, they'll follow money before they'll follow.
Well,
greed comes first.
There is no doubt that if you put this on primetime CBS, ABC, NBC, or Fox, that this would be a number one show. And I know there's been some discussion down the road. I mean, we need to get another season on cable, but this needs to go to primetime television. Now, I don't think the powers that be are going to let that happen.
Oh, who knows? I mean, that primetime television is so locked into, to, you know, sitcoms that mean nothing and everything else, but, you know, and, you know, murder investigation stories that aren't true. You know, that's the great thing about being, you know, on True TV and working with them is, you know, we deal in, like it says, not reality, but actuality, you know, and it's been a great network to work.
This is a real Perry Mason. I mean, you guys go out and do a real investigation.
Yeah, we're not CSI out there pretending with, you know, fake dead bodies. These are real issues we're dealing with and, you know, real people we're interviewing, you know, and that's what's so fun about the show is, you know, going into play, then meeting, you know, meeting a man who says he's a Manchurian candidate. You know, I shook his hand, I talked to him, and I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but I can tell you this is that he believes in what he's saying.
Well, we know those programs are real.
You know?
And we know he had the car wreck and suddenly remembered all of this, and that's exactly in the real cases how this has happened. I mean, CIA officers like Olson died in these mind control programs. I mean, this is declassified.
Oh, yeah. And you know, but to get out there and meet those people I can't wait for another season because there's a lot of other stories out there that we weren't able to hit this time around. And, you know, like I say, you know, we get a good – get good ratings tonight and everything else, and we'll have a lot of fun next year. You know?
Tyrell, give people the address of the different websites that you run in association with the Conspiracy Theory Show, contact info, contact for True TV, some of the places people can interface with you and send you information.
Yeah, they can. I mean, you can definitely send mail to True TV, which is at 600 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10016. I check on the conspiracy theory of Jesse Ventura at Facebook.com. You know, go on there and you know, post things on there. I definitely read all the talkback stuff in there. You know, go on to the True TV website right through there and then, you know, just voice your opinion and be heard. You know.
Okay, shifting gears.
I can't take friend requests from everybody, though. So if you're on Facebook and that's my private page. Don't send me all the friend requests.
I know. It's a deluge. Shifting gears.
Oh,
I have congressmen on. I have political analysts on every week. I have top reporters on, people that really understand politics, the political landscape. The Republicans have no credibility. The Democrats have no credibility. No matter who we put into office, governments get bigger, the wars get bigger, our freedoms get attacked, the banks are looting us, the Democrats and Republicans in all the major polls don't want the government takeover of health care. They found out it's not free health care, no such animal. It's a boondoggle to the insurance companies. Even Howard Dean, head of the Democratic Party, is saying that. So people are really angry, and every time I talk to political strategists, they see no one out there with a name recognition or who has the dark horse history and the populist backing to run for president except for Ron Paul and Jesse Ventura. And some people say Ron Paul, almost 75, will be, you know, 77 if he got elected, and that's too old. I think he's in great shape, jogs every day, exercises. I don't think that's the case. I love Ron Paul. I support him. I know Governor Ventura is really waking up, truly, just gets better and better like fine wine as he politically grows. He's a real guy. He keeps his word. He doesn't want special interest. He can't be bought off. The media is demonizing for that. He was against the war right when it first happened, when many others were for it and then later said they were against it. You know, I mean, he's been right on so many issues. I disagree with him on a few, but, you know, everybody disagrees with each other. Nobody agrees 100%. But all these experts, and myself included, think that, and I know he wants to have his own life. He said, Alex, when you get the age I am, that time becomes the most valuable thing, not money, not fame, not even, you know, he said, I just want to do the right thing. I'm torn between being politically involved with all the nastiness and having to be around all the crooks in Washington. You know, if I do it, I would purely do it if the people are ready and want a true revolution back to the Constitution. You know, these are the private discussions we've had, and we've had some on air. Can you tell us as much as you can about what your dad's really thinking, what he's doing? He's got to know that he's being looked at to run for president and that he's needed. Tyrell Ventura.
You know, he does know that, and he does, you know, hear the people out there. I mean, there's numerous websites and things, you know, asking, you know, Jesse, you're running 2012, and you know, we need you, and that kind of thing. And you know, I can tell you this. My father's a big believer in fate, and if fate opens its door and says, you know, looks like and puts him in a position where he's going to run for president, he might. But ultimately, I don't think that's on his mind right now. He's not shown me anything behind closed doors that said that he has a sight set on the presidency. If anything, he wants to serve more and then continue to work on the television show. But, you know, it's a strange, funny world we live in, and you never know what can happen. But as of right now, no, he doesn't have any political ambitions right now, except for just waking people up and continue to be a voice of independence and a voice of revolution.
Well, that's what he's told me, and people always ask me to run for office. And the reason I've said I will probably never do it is that I can be pure here. Nobody's telling me what to say. I can do whatever I want. I can tell the truth. I can feel good when I go to bed at night. And politics itself is inherently corrupting, inherently is about compromise. And your dad knows he can write books, he can do TV and radio interviews, he can have a hit TV show telling the truth, trailblazing, and that he wants to be from the grassroots part of the revolution against tyranny with the people as a foot soldier, as a commando, as a Navy SEAL. That's what he sees as that front line general out there, you know, on the front lines
exactly.
In the fight.
You know what it is, Alex, is that one of the greatest experiences he ever had in his life was teaching political science at Harvard. You know, when they had him come out there for a semester at Harvard and was able to teach all these young kids about third-party politics and about, 9/11 and about JFK and things like that. And he was able to really, you know, kind of, those are the people that are going to change the world. And I think my dad's kind of getting to a point in his life now where he would rather inspire the person who is going to change the world rather than change the world. He's taken it, pretty far now and has gone, you know, from governor and everything else, but, you know, I think, as he gets up there, he wants to surf more. He kind of wants to pass the reins on. So, you know, hopefully, there's someone out there who will have that charisma and will have that third-party know-how to, take this country back for us. But it starts with all of us. It doesn't take one person. You can't put your faith in just one person.
Tyrell, I want to hold you 5 minutes in the next hour, if you can, so we have two short segments to be able to take calls. You can do that, can't you?
Of course.
Okay, great. We're going to come back and go to Noel, Mark, Rose, Ron, Tim, and others for Tyrell Ventura specifically on the show or Jesse Ventura or on Tyrell. But I just want to say this here as we go to break. Studying the Founding Fathers, they weren't perfect. They were men, but they had good hearts, and they were intelligent, and they truly wanted liberty. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, you know, those are icons. Those are my idols. And really getting to know your dad and studying now, in hindsight, what he's done in his life, and knowing that he doesn't want to be president, he doesn't want the power, he doesn't want to have the attention and be at all the big dinners, he just wants freedom. That's just like George Washington, who turned in his command. They wanted him to be king. He said no. And then they basically drafted him to run for president. And all he wanted to do was get back to Mount Vernon. He wanted to leave New York and go back to where Washington, D.C. is today, his farm. And so that's exactly why we need your dad to run for president, because I've genuinely looked into his eyes. He doesn't want to do it because he doesn't want to be around all that corrupt slime. And he just wants to be a common person. But then he wants to run because he knows he wants to put real issues out. Imagine all these scumbag politicians. They would kill their children to be president, and that's why we don't want them to be president. Ron Paul doesn't want to run for president. I've talked to him privately. He wants to, but he fights tirelessly because of duty. Your dad doesn't want to be president, but he does want to stop the New World Order.
Yes, yes, of course. Completely. You couldn't have said it best. Couldn't have said it any better. He just wants to continue his fight and to open people's minds up and to get people thinking, thinking of third party. Don't fall into the left or the right. Be your own person. Be an independent thinker. Study the founding fathers. Learn what they created here in this great, great country we have. And then don't let it fall into the hands of the ruthless and the corrupt.
Well, your dad really does, with all of his colorful history and all the great things he's done as a trailblazer, the fact that he doesn't want power, the fact that he just wants to be on a lonely seashore by himself reading books, that's why he needs to be president, or somebody like Ron Paul, instead of Sarah Palin and the Democrats and all these painted trollops and trumpets who want power. That's the people we don't want in government.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. It'd hide behind walls. It'd hide behind discs.
We're going to have her via video Skype link coming up at the 8 after in the next hour for the rest of the hour. Member of the Icelandic Parliament fighting the banker takeover over there. Very, very exciting. We've got this segment, the next with Tyrell Ventura, and I'm going to your calls. But Tyrell, during the break, you made a statement that was not conclusive but closer to conclusive. So finish up that statement about your dad.
Well, essentially, just say this, like, you know, you asked me, is he going to run for president in 2012 and things like that, and I say, you know, right now, I would say I'm probably 85% sure that he's not going to run for president. However, you know, his life has been so dynamic and strange that, you know, you never can say never with him. So, who knows? If he had told me that we'd have the conspiracy theory show on and we'd be getting great ratings a year ago, I'd have been like, oh, no way they'd ever put it on, but they did. If he'd told me he was going to run for governor and win, I'd have said, no way, but he did. So you never know. You never know with him. But as of right now, doesn't look like he's running, but never say never.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse wants to ride off into the sunset with his TV show and tell the younger generation, take your country back. But he might still run for president. Noel in Ohio, you're on the air with Tyrell Ventura.
Alex, Tyrell, pleasure to talk to you. A little nervous, sorry. But I've been reading the Guerrilla News Network's book, True Lies, and you're mentioned in it. And I thought it would be a good idea for maybe second season show to do a show on the depleted uranium that we're giving the troops as ammunition.
That is a great subject because the Army's own manuals admit it. Tyrell?
No, that's a fantastic subject. I just saw a piece about that the other day that was devastating, you know, what's happening over there from using those in weaponry and things like that. Why are we? You know, there's no reason for us to use depleted uranium and weapons.
Well, it's a toxic waste, just like fluoride's a toxic waste, so they put it in the water. It's a toxic waste from spent fuel rods at nuke plants, so they put it into weaponry when the Army's own manuals in the 80s said this will kill you deader than a hammer if you breathe it. Now they say, oh, no, it's good for you.
No, this is typical. It's, you know what it is. It's the corporation trying to get rid of its toxic waste, so they figure, oh, we can sell it to the military. They have good use for it.
And then they always wrap themselves in the flag, but they could really care less about these troops.
Oh, of course not. They don't care. No, it's sad when you see these young kids going over there, my generation and younger, you know, going over to Iraq on their, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth tour now, if not eighth, you know, being used completely as corporate pawns. You know, it's terrible.
Noel, anything else? Noel's gone. Mark in Oregon, quickly, go ahead.
Morning, Alex and Tyrell. I want to congratulate you both on your very successful expose of evil here and the dark side. I'd like to make a quick comment and ask a question. I think your dad, Tyrell, and Ron Paul interchangeably on the ticket. I don't know which would be vice president or president, but that would certainly gather in a lot of people between the independent type of voter as well as a Republican voter, and perhaps quite a few Democrats. Something to think about. At any rate, I wanted to ask you, Tyrell, do you have any knowledge of Turner Broadcasting, Ted Turner's conglomerate, actually having ownership or a large interest in the True TV network? I'd heard a guess.
I don't have knowledge of that. I mean, I know that there's...
Yeah, he doesn't have a controlling interest. He's now out of the decision-making process in those companies.
Obviously.
Yeah, I think it's just called Turner Broadcasting, just because that's the name of the...
Yeah, I mean, he's been out of decision-making process for 5-6 years. But it doesn't matter. It's globalist above... globalist.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.